Well, in a way, it's both, because existence, as the ego sees it, is an illusion. We are in a hologram, so the film will end, and then the light of the projector will remain, and you'll be in the light, and then a new film will come. Nothing really changes because you're the light. But then there will be, for some, a new film right away, and time will begin again. Time is also an illusion. It doesn't exist in the light. It exists only in the apparent movement of the film. Remember, at the frames of 10 to the minus 43 per second. But once the frames come to an end, the story is over, but the light of God remains, because that's what's real. And so there's no loss of being. So we have to separate existence from being. Being is eternal. But the existence of bodies is always temporary. Bodies are mortal, planets are mortal, and universes as well. So because they are simply appearances within consciousness. So once they disappear from consciousness, then there is a suspended animation for those fractals of consciousness identified with bodies in the holographic dimension. But consciousness itself is untouched, unaffected by it. That's why if you are identified again with cosmic consciousness, nothing is happening. And then you will dream a new film, a new beautiful artwork of a divine kingdom will emerge, and you'll find yourself in a beautiful world that Disney couldn't even begin to imagine, and that's what Sat Yuga is, and there will just be joy and miraculous divine capacities that return to us, but that world of perfection is already here within us, but it's in a suitcase. But now it's being unfolded, and then it will manifest. So it's a natural process. This has happened many times. We've all done this before. This isn't our first cycle. Nobody here is a virgin. You know, we've all been old souls going through this. The only question is whether this time you would like to graduate and not have to go through it, so that some thousands of years hence we're here having this same conversation, right? Because it gets boring after the second or third million times you've gone through this. And then you'll say, you know what, yeah, let me try liberation this time. And then the whole thing will end, and you'll be in God consciousness, and you won't want to fold back into another suitcase again. Even if it's a beautiful divine suitcase, you'll say, no, I'll stay in the transcosmic dimension and send the light, but not... identify with the beautiful artwork that I will create. So you can be creator or you can be creation. If you're creation, it seems like things are ending and oh my God, we're losing everything. If you're the creator, nothing is happening. Okay, I hope that explains it.